Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb elke weeksaam tussen 6 en 7.
Die waterkrisis in Johannesburg duur voort dit ten spyte van verskeie beloftes en reëns nou en dan met toenemende kritiek en uitdagings oor die infrastruktuur, gesels ons vanavond met professor Mike Miller van die Wits Bestuurskool. Good evening, Mike. Welcome to the program. Despite promises from local government, there are still areas that are sitting without water in Johannesburg now. What's going on? Can we know where things are going wrong?
Yeah, good evening, Tinus, and to your listeners. There's a lot of little local short-term problems going on, but it would be helpful if we just looked back a few years, actually 10 years, when we should have started Lesotho Highlands Phase 2 to make sure there was enough water in the dams to meet all everybody's needs. And then 5 years ago, when the then Premier of Gauteng, David Makura, called all the mayors together and said, you've got to start using your water better, manage your water better, because we're going to be short of water. And no one took any notice. You know, we delayed the Lesotho Highlands. It's only going to be ready 28, 29. And no one took any notice of Makura, and lots of water is being lost through leaks, and people are using too much and not being controlled. So when you have that background, you have a bit of stress in your system and you don't do anything about it. Eventually problems start. And what we've had now, and we keep having it in Johannesburg, when the weather gets hot, we begin to see shortages in one place and then in another place, and then they try and move water from one place to another place, and then there's another lot of people complaining. We really are in a bit of a mess. Not that we're running out of water. There's enough water to keep everybody happy, but we have to manage it carefully. And the municipality and Joburg Water, who've run this business, have actually got to start talking to people and saying, this is what you're going to have to do. This is how we're going to have to work. But they don't want to bite the bullet. That's the problem.
So how does the reservoirs fit into this picture? I thought always that water comes from water towers.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with the beginning. You know, a big dam like Vaal Dam, and the Vaal Dam is only one of 14 dams. So there's a lot of water in the rivers and it's all stored there waiting to be used. Then it comes to Rand Water, and Rand Water has been told how much they can use every year, because until the Lesotho Highlands 2 is finished, they have to be quite careful not to use too much. Because if we then have a drought and 2 or 3 years goes without, you know, proper rain, then we'll really be in trouble. So Rand is just told, this is how much you can safely take, and this is how much you must give to the cities. And they do that. Now, the cities have been told that they can't take more water. They haven't listened. They've just let the consumption go up and up and up. They've let their losses go up and up and up. And now, you know, now we've hit the wall. Now we can see that, yeah, there's water in the dam, but if we don't manage what we have properly, and that means not just Joburg Water stopping the leaks, but you and me realizing that we have to maybe use less water than we used to and beginning to save, if we don't do those two things, we can have probably quite a nasty, messy couple of years until there's enough water in the from the Lesotho dams to then allow Rand Water to put more into the Gauteng reservoirs. Now, the little local reservoirs, which you don't see because they're all flat and they're sort of on the ground, and all you see is the tower. But if you look carefully, you see the grass growing around the tower, and that's usually a big reservoir underground. And that big reservoir underground is what we keep in the city, so that if there's a power failure or if there's a pipe break somewhere and there's 4 or 5 hours where we're interrupted, there's water in that reservoir that we can still carry on pumping up into the tower to get to your house. But what's happened is because everyone's trying to use the water, they've run that reserve, that reservoir, they've run it right down. And so there's no reserve. So, you know, as soon as something goes wrong, we have this problem. And what we're seeing is we're not managing that reserve properly because we're not telling users, you're restricted. You're not able to water your garden as much as you'd like to. Please stop washing your pavement with a hose pipe. You know, think twice about flushing the toilet every time you go there, because actually that uses a lot of water. And that's where we're going to have to go for the next 2 or 3 years, particularly in summer, because when it gets hot, we use more water, funny enough. We have more showers, we water more gardens. So what we're seeing is a failure to tell people what the problem is. There really is going to have to be some restriction, and then making that restriction work. And we know how to do that because we've learned from Cape Town. You know, we were Makura in 2019. He said, I don't want to be like Cape Town. I don't want to have a day zero. And everyone ignored him. and now I hope he's sitting somewhere where he's got water, because it's not his fault. The mayors and the Joburg Water in particular, which is a separate organization of the city of Joburg, they should have been working harder to tell people what's happening, and then to start introducing both restrictions on how much we can use and enforcing those restrictions, but then also doing that job of fixing the leaks better, because most people don't want to save water because they say, oh, the city wastes so much water, why should I save water? Well, you know, if that's the attitude, well, don't be surprised when you run out of water. So I don't know if that explains it, but it's embarrassing, actually, because we don't need to be in this situation. We were warned about it. There's things we can all do, but somehow we don't get around to doing them. Does that help you?
Baie dankie, Mike. Dit was Professor Mike Miller van Wits Universiteit. Hy het gesels oor die wateronderbrekings in Johannesburg. Môre word daar onderbrekings hier verwag. Tussen 9:00 in die oggend en 9:00 in die aand, glo vir beplande onderhoud.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7:00 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.